Commentator Dawn Turner Trice is an urban affairs reporter and columnist for the Chicago Tribune. She's seen the windows in her old South Side neighborhood go from cracked to broken.
Two streets divided my childhood neighborhood into three completely different worlds, three worlds of black folks. On one side was Lake Meadows, the archetypal urban renewal project, an idyllic place on the city's lakefront. It was for the African-American elite, young doctors and lawyers. On the other side was the Ida B. Wells housing project. It was a dark place of graffitied walls and pockmarked concrete. Our apartment complex was in the middle, somewhere between the Lake Meadows crowd and the housing project tenants. Janitors lived on the premises and told our parents when we dropped candy wrappers on the lawn. I used to visit a friend in Lake Meadows, where they had their very own ice skating rink. Her other friends were gorgeous in their perfect ice attire. I would pray that nobody could tell I was from across the street, that I really didn't belong. I'd leave Lake Meadows looking over my shoulder, wishing one day my family would be lucky enough to live there. Back in our apartment, I could watch the sunrise every morning over the lake and over the rooftops of the Ida B. Wells projects. Nobody wanted to admit it, but Ida B. Wells was the reason for the fence around our buildings. Its residents were blamed for any petty thefts in our complex. I had a good friend over there, too. When she came home with me, she was wide-eyed, as though she were entering this grand place, as though she were entering Lake Meadows. She thought the kids in my building spoke too proper and that they were too snooty. My family never made it to Lake Meadows. I didn't stay in touch with my friend there, but I am still close with my friend from the projects. She's a police officer now. By 1994, we had both since left the old neighborhood. We cried together the day Ida B. Wells made national news. Two boys dropped a 5-year-old out of a 14th floor window for refusing to steal penny candy. Today, much of Ida B. Wells has been demolished, part of a citywide plan to overhaul public housing. Across the street, Lake Meadows continues to thrive. Much is expected of its middle and upper middle class residents, and much is given to them. In my old complex, the property has seen considerable decline. The petty thefts now are believed to come from the inside instead of from beyond the fence. The old safe complex of my childhood is just a memory. Chicago, like a lot of other big cities, thought it was fixing things by tearing down public housing projects. But the problems, the gangs and the drugs and the filth, didn't get solved. They just picked up and moved and pushed out the lower middle class in the process. When the middle falls out, the gap between the top and the bottom widens. In my old neighborhood, the street that separates the two has become much more difficult to cross.
Commentator Dawn Turner Trice is the author of Only Twice I've Wished for Heaven. It's a novel based on the South Side Chicago neighborhood where she grew up. ¶¶